Is there a distinction between a quilt and a comforter?
Yes. A quilt, a comforter, or a comfort, was thicker than a quilt and had more padding in it. That was the term as I was growing up.
Was it also pieced?
Not necessarily. It was a lot of times just made of a solid piece of material, a whole piece of material, but it had cotton back in between it, and maybe it was tied down at different places.
I see.
With yarn or something like that.
I see.
Now that was more comfort.
Would be more
quilt wasn't there. It didn't even, sometimes it had a very thin layer of some kind of padding in it, but sometimes it was just the pieced part and the lining. That was all. It wasn't very warm, and it took lots and lots of quilts for cover. People used to use just pile on the quilt, you know, in the winter.
What do you call a bed on the floor?
Pallet.
And are there terms for different kinds of land according to their location? For example, you might call a tract of land that was near a river some kind of land.
River bottom, bottom land.
Do you think of any other terms for other locations of land?
Well, now let me think. Bottom land and think something. No, I don't think of a term right off. Hillside land has to be terraced or something like that.
Do you think of a term for land that is swampy, wet?
Marsh.
Right. Can you think of as many different kinds of soil names that would be
like red clay and loam and topsoil? I've got some other kinds of not clay. I think I'm Georgia red clay.
I can see why. What do you define loam as?
To me, that is a rather rich, dark soil. Now, I don't know whether I'm right or not. A sort of, maybe ready for planting and fine, broken up fine or something. I don't know whether I can exactly define the term loam or not, but I knew it had to do with soil.
All right. When people are getting water off the land, you say they're
draining it.
And what is the term that's used for a canal cut for this purpose?
Irrigation, are you thinking of that word, or an irrigation ditch?
Right. What do you call any body of water that is flowing rather than standing still?
River or creek.
Right.
Now that's a word. Run, do you know what a run is? A run's a little creek.
Really?
Up north, Even as far north as Virginia, you don't know the Battle of Bull Run? Well, Bull Run was a little creek. And do you use the term branch?
I've heard it.
A little branch,
Is it Flowery Branch, George?
Yeah, Flowery Branch. But run was a word Mama would use.
My goodness. Would you name all the rivers, creeks, streams, and lakes that you can think of in this general vicinity?
I can name them all, huh? Starting up.
I bet you can.
No. Big Eye Merchant, Little Eye Merchant, Big Dry, Little Dry, those are all creeks. let's see, that's one down toward the Cave Spring, down toward the Little Cedar and Big Cedar Creek, the Oostenaw, the Etowah, and the Coosa are rivers. The Conasauga and the Coosawatee flow together to form the Etowah. The Etowah and Oostenaw flow together to form the Coosa. The Coosa flows into the Alabama. There are a number of springs around the place. I don't maybe mention springs or not, but there are more creeks. There's some Johns Creek is one that's in discussion very much right now as to whether it should be drained or not, and so on. And those are most of the rivers and creeks in this area.
All right. My goodness. this may not be applicable in this area, but do you know of any particular term that's used for the Gulf of Mexico? Any pen term?
No, I don't know of anything. If I were going to refer to it, I'd just say, can you name the states that border on the Gulf? Or something like that. Now, what term are you thinking of? You know that.
I have one in mind, but perhaps there may be some.
There must be something, but maybe
people
so. People who live in Mobile and all may call it something else.
All right. What is a term for a channel that's cut by rain in the fields? Or perhaps by...
Gully? Are you thinking of that? Or